Masechet Pesachim Parak Gemara Mishnah Tet Vod Shalom Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked additional shaila to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shaul, when he saw them in the Shuk of Amo. Ha'ashoychei chamish ezbachim b'chod behelo mecha mach. Somebody who shat five different korbanos outside the Beit HaMikdash in one hela. He shat it all five of them without realizing in between that they were korbanos and that he's not allowed to shat them outside the Beit HaMikdash. What's it then in such a case? Chayev achas al kulam. Is he chayev to bring only one korban chatos for all five korbanos that he shat it outside the Beit HaMikdash? Oh, achas al kulam, achas v'achas. Or is he chayev to bring a separate korban for each korban that he shat it outside the base hamikdash? Amru lo, lo shamanu. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Akiva about this halacha. Also, we did not hear about this specific halacha, whether he has to bring only one chatzis for all five of them, since it's the same aver that he did five times behelam echad. At the dinis, when you do the same aver many times behelam echad, you only have to bring one korban. Or in this case, different, and since it's five different korbanos that he shechted, he has to bring a separate chatzis for each korban that he shechted, even though you shechted them behelam echad. Amru Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati Baruch Hu Mizevach Echad B'Chamisha Tamchuyim B'Helam Echad. Rabbi Shua said, I heard about a person that ate from one zevach, from one korban, and he ate five kizayim, and each kizayim he ate with a different tamchuyim, meaning to say, with a different method of preparation. For example, he ate one kizayim fried, and one kizayim cooked, and so on, and so on. And he ate all five kizayim from this korban B'Helam Echad, without knowing in between, then he's not allowed to eat the korban yet, as we're talking about where he ate from the korban kodem zrikas adam, before the zrikas adam, the korban was done. And not allowed to eat from the basar or korban until after the zrikas adam. And if you do eat from the basar or the korban before the zrikas adam, you have to bring a korban me'ila, a korban that is brought for anybody who benefits from kachem shalok kedin. And he ate these five kizaisim before zrikas adam, and each kizais he ate with a different tampu, with a different method of preparation. And the din is that the person who ate the five tamchuyim has to bring a separate korban me'ilah for each kezayis that he ate. And Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, it seems to me that it's a kal v'chomer if in this case where the person ate from only one korban, since he ate from five tamchuyim with five different methods of preparation, he has to bring a separate korban me'ilah for each kezayis. This person that shested five different korbanos outside the Beit HaMikdash behelam echad certainly would have to bring five different korbanos chatos to the five korbanos that he shested outside the Beit HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo kach shalom Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon says, this is not what Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. As if Rabbi Akiva had asked from Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, from a case of a person who shested five different korbanos outside the Beit HaMikdash, Rabbi Yeshua would not have brought a raya for a person who ate from a zevah b'chamisha tamchuyin, as you cannot bring a raya from there. As over there, where he ate from the zevah b'chamisha tamchuyin, the reason why he has to bring five different korbanos is because he benefited from each kezayin. So since he benefited from each kezayin, he has to bring a separate korban from each kezayin, since he ate it b'chamisha tamchuyin, as opposed to the case of Rabbi Akiva, where he shested five korbanos outside the Beit HaMikdash, he did not benefit at all. So therefore, over there, maybe he only has to bring one korban chatzos for all five korbanos that he shechted outside the Beit HaMikdash. So instead, Rabbi Akiva asks the following shaila to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. Ela ba'ichu noiser mechamisha zvachim behelam echad mahu. Rabbi Akiva asks Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, what's the din of somebody who ate noiser for five different korbanos behelam echad? He ate all five kizaisim for five different korbanos without realizing in between that they were noiser and that it's chayav achatos for eating them. What's the din? Chayav achas al kulam. Oh, achas, I'll call achas v'achas. So he has to bring only one korban chatzos for all the five kizaisim that he ate. Since he did the same avera five times behelam echad, he only has to bring one korban chatzos. Or does he have to bring a separate korban chatzos for each kizayis that he ate, since the kizaisim that he ate were from five different korbanos? Amru lo, lo shaman. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua responded to that question that we did not hear that specific question. We don't know the halacha in that case. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, Shamati ba'oichu mizevach echad b'chamisha tamchuyim behelam echad. Shehu chayev ako achas v'achas mishum mila. I heard about a case where a person ate five kizayim from one korban, and he ate the five kizayim before the zrikas adam. Therefore, he decided to bring a korban mila. And he ate the five kizayim with five tamchuyim, with five different methods of preparation. Then he has to bring a separate korban mila for each kizayis that he ate. Baroani shazvarim kavachomer. Rabbi Yeshua said, it appears to me that it's a kavachomer. In that case, we ate five kizayis from the same korban. He has to bring five separate korbanos milah, since he ate the five kedushin with five different methods of preparation. Certainly, in the case of Rabbi Yeshua, where he ate five kedushin of nisim from five different korbanos, did he have to bring a separate hadas for each kedushin that he ate, since it came from different korbanos? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mahalacha Nekaba. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, if you heard this from your Rebbe, if you heard this Kavah Homer from your Rebbe, and Mestama, your Rebbe heard it from his Rebbe until Halacha L'Moshe Messina, it goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu Messina, then I have to accept the Kavah Homer that it's a correct Kavah Homer you could learn out from Mi'ila to our case of Noisim. Then with it, but if you yourself are making this Kavah Homer, yes, too. I can disprove this Kavah Homer. Omar Lo Hashet. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Akiva, try to disprove this Kavah Homer. If I did not hear this Kavah Homer from my Rebbe, I made this Kavah Homer up myself, so if you can disprove it, then I will admit that it's incorrect. Amar lo lo. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't learn out from the case of Me'ila to the case of Nosu. Im amarta b'me'ila, so'asa ba'asamayecho ka'echo, v'asamahane kinen. If you're talking about a case of Me'ila, where you have to bring a separate korban Me'ila for each kedayah that he ate, that's because Me'ila is chomo. Why is Me'ila chomo? Because we see somebody who gives somebody else to eat from Kachem has to bring a korban Me'ila, just like somebody who eats from Kachem himself, as the din is. That if you transfer kachem to different rishos, you have to bring a korban meila. So therefore, if I give somebody else to eat from kachem, I'm transferring the kachem to different rishos, and I have to bring a korban meila. And the same thing would be true. If I give somebody else kachem so that he can benefit from it, I'm the one that's chayv, even though I'm not the one that benefited from it. I gave it to somebody else to benefit from it, still, I'm chayv to bring a korban meila for the same reason, that I transfer the kachem to different rishos. There's also an additional chumrah that we find by Mi'ilah that we don't find by other things, which is that Mi'ilah can be combined with Zman Merubah, meaning to say, in order to be chayav to bring a korban Mi'ilah, I have to benefit from a pruta worth of kachem. And if I benefit from a half a pruta worth of kachem today, and I wait an entire year until I benefit from another half of pruta, if that son Behelamacha was unknown in between that he did not bear, we would combine the two half prutas of kachin that you benefited from, and you would have to bring a korban me'ila, even though a year passed between the time you benefited from the first half pruta and the second half pruta. Taimar benoisar shein boecha mikoelo. As opposed to noisar, it doesn't have any of these homers, so therefore you can't bring a riot from a person who benefited from five kizasim of kachin before drinking the dam, that he has to bring five korbanos. Since he ate them the five tam chuyin, as that's by korban milah, which is very chomer, as opposed to noiser, it's not as chomer, so it's possible that if somebody who ate five kizasim of noiser for five different korbanos, then maybe he would only have to bring one korban chafetz. Sechet Krisus Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud, Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer, I asked a shaila from Rabbi Eliezer. Oisem melachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe. Main malacha achat behelam echad mal. Somebody who does many malachas on many Shabbos. And there are 39 of those malachas, 39 malachas that were in the Mishkan, that are ushered to do on Shabbos. And each av malacha has many toldos. A toldo of an av malacha is a malacha that's similar to the av. The av was in the Mishkan, and the toldo was not in the Mishkan, but the toldo is similar to the av, so therefore, just like you chayev for doing the av on Shabbos, you also chayev for doing the toldo on Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer, somebody who does many malachas, me'ein malacha achas, meaning to say, he did many toldos of one av, as a dinit. If you do one av two times, the same Shabbos, for example, one of the avos malacha is a rea, plant. Now, if you plant two times on Shabbos, behelamecha, without knowing in between that the rea was also, you saw that the rea was mutter on Shabbos, and you was a rea twice on Shabbos. You only chayav one chatas. And Rabbi Akiva is asking, if you do two different toldos of the same av, if you do two different toldos of Zoreah, the Helam Echad on Shabbos. For example, a toldo of Zoreah is to water plants. That's a toldo of Zoreah. And you water plants on Shabbos, and in the same Helam, you did a different toldo of Zoreah. For example, you pruned a tree, and by pruning a tree, what's left grows better, so that's also a toldo of Zoreah, and it's also on Shabbos. So he's asking, if when you do the rea two times, you only chayav only one, so maybe when you do two toldos of the rea, even though it's two different ma'asim, maybe you only chayav once. On the other hand, since it's two separate ma'asim, even though it's two toldos of the same av, maybe you're chayav two separate chatos, even though you did behelamecha. That's one question Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer. You also ask them a different question. Let's say you do the same av two times, behelam echad, which we said you only have one chazas. But if you do those two avos on two separate Shabbat, on one Shabbat, you're zoreah. And you did not know that zoreah was osur. And then behelam echad, the next Shabbat, you still didn't know that zoreah was osur, and you're zoreah again. So are you chayav only once, since you did the same av twice, behelam echad? Or maybe, since you were zoreah on two different Shabbatos, then in such a case, you're chayav two times, and you have to bring two chatos, since you were zoreah on two different Shabbatos. So Rabbi Akiva is asking Rabbi Eliezer two separate questions. The first question is somebody who does melachos harbe me'ein melacha echas behelam echad. Somebody who does different toldos of the same av, behelam echad, that's one question. And the second question is somebody who does the same av twice behelam echad, but he does it on two separate Shabbosim, chayev achas o kulon o achas al ko achas ba'achas. So you chayev only one chatas for both or the many melachas that you did, or are you chayev to bring only one chatas since the malachas were done behelam echad? Amar li chayev akol achas v'achas mikal v'chomer. Rabbi Eliezer answered both questions that in both cases you chayev to bring a chatas for each separate malacha that you did. In the case that you did the same av twice on two different Shabbatos, even though it was behelam echad, you chayev to bring two chatos. And in the case where you did a few toldos of the same av behelam echad, in such a case also, even though it was done all on one Shabbat, you chayev to bring a separate chatas for each melacha. And Rabbi Eliezer learned this out from a Kal Vachomer. Umay manida shein ba tzotzos harbe v'chatos harbe chayev akol achas v'achas. If by the case of nida that we had earlier, somebody has five wives and they are all nidas, you saw all five of them behelam echad, that you chayev to bring a separate chatas for each wife that the nida that you were part, even though it was done behelam echad, since it's five different women that you were part. If by nida you chayev a separate chatas for each aver, even though a nida does not have many different types and many different chatos, we need to say there's only one iser by nida, which is not to be bal a nida, and still yichayev for each separate nida that you were bal. Shabbat sheyesh batosos harbe v'chatos harbe einu din sheyechayev akoachas v'achas. By the iser of Shabbat, which has many different types of isurim, there are 39 of us malachas, and each av malacha has many totos. So certainly, if you do the same av twice on two different Shabbatos, or if you do many toldos of the same av on the same Shabbos for Halam Echad, you should be chayav to bring a separate chatas for each malacha that you did. Amar Dilo, Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer's Kal Vachomer. Lo, you can't make a Kal Vachomer from Nida. Im Amarta Benida, Sheyesh Bo Shtei Azharos. By Nida, you're chayav for each separate Nida that you were bal. Because a Nida has two Azharos. Shehu Mutor Ala Nida. By Nida, Mutharos Ola. He has an iser to be bal on Nida. And the Nida herself also has an iser to be bal him while she's a Nida. So there's two Azharas, two people that are doing Isurim over here, him and her. So maybe that's why when he's bal five separate Nidas, he has to bring five Chatos. Toimer v'Shabbat, she'ein ba'ala Azhara achas. As opposed to the iser of Shabbat, there's only one Azhara for the person who's doing the Malacha. There's nobody else that's doing an iser. So maybe by Shabbat, if you do many toldos of the same av and the same Shabbos behelam echad, or if you do the same av twice on two different Shabbatos, you're only chayav to bring one chatas. Marli, Rabbi Eliezer responded to Rabbi Akiva, Haba alaktanos yochia. I'll bring you a raya instead from somebody who's bal five women that are ktanos and are nidos. She'en behem ela azhara achas v'chayav al ko achas v'achas. Then in such a case, even though there's only one azhara, as a ktana is not a bat mitzvah, she's not yet muzhar, she doesn't yet have an iser to be bal him while she's in nidos. There's only one azhara. And still, if his five wives are ktanos and his bal all five of them behelam echad while they are nidos, he's still chayev on each separate nida that he's bal. Marti lo lo, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, no, you still can't bring a raya from somebody who's bal five women that are nidos and are ktanos. Ema marta ba bal aktanos, sha'av al pi she'en behen achshav. If you're trying to bring a raya from somebody who's bal five women that are nidos and ktanos, that there's only one azhara, but still, even though there's right now only one azhara for him, but eventually they will have an azhara to be bal him while they are nidos. Just right now, since they're ktanos, they're not yet the age of mitzvah. So therefore, maybe by bal ktanos, the reason why his chayav a separate chatas for each ktanah nidah that his bal is because they also will be mutar eventually when they become gedolos, Tomer b'Shabbat is opposed to the Isser of Shabbat. She'ein b'lo achsha b'lo la'achar zman. There's no Isser for anybody else besides the person who did the Malacha right now, and there never will be an Isser for anybody else besides the person who did the Isser. So maybe b'Shabbat, you only chai to bring one chazit for all the Malachas that he did. Amar Li, Rabbi Yehuda said, Haba al ha-behema yuchiyach. Rabbi Yehuda decided to bring a raya from a different case. Somebody who's bought five different behemos. Behelem Echa. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, in such a case, also the person would have to bring five separate chatos, even though he was bought with five behemos. Behelem Echa. Since he was bought five separate behemos, he has to bring a separate chatos for each behemoth that he was bought, and he wants to bring a Kavah Chomer from there. So our case, if somebody did different tolls of the same op, the Helam Echad, or somebody who does the same op twice in two different Shabbosos, that he would have to bring a separate chazit for each malacha, Amar Tilo, Behema, Kishabit, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yehuda, the case of Behema itself, I'm not sure what the din should be. As somebody who's bought five different Behemas, Behelam Echad, in that case also, I don't agree with you that it's so posher that the person is trying to bring a separate chazit for each Behema that he was bought, since he was bought all five of them. Behelam Echad, maybe in that case also you should only bring one chatos. And since by the case of Behemoth there's only one Azhara, Behemoth is not Muzar, only the person. So therefore, maybe in that case also, he only has to bring one chatos. He can't make a Kavah Chomer from that case, since it's not clear what the din would be in that case as